Let's just think for a moment about what we're doing, kind of bring us back on track about our gifts. Maybe, you know, we could just bring up the verses again that we read together. Miller, could we do that? And so we're thinking a little bit about talents a little while ago. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. Remember what Paul was doing when he was writing to the Corinthians? Were all these people coming to becoming Christians who'd come from like pagan backgrounds, a million miles away from God? And actually, one of the biggest problems in the life of the church was that people were essentially selfish. We know it as sin, but you know, people come in, and just because you have been forgiven doesn't mean that you stop sinning. Churches can be places where people can be a bit selfish. Ever discovered that? That we're not always tripping over one another to help one another. And one of the ways that that was seen is that we thought about this the other week about communion, how communion was being done. Some people were eating, people were looking down on the poorer people in the church and making sure that they weren't getting to participate in the worship. And people were being extremely selfish. So Paul's then talking about how do we make sure that all the gifts and all the talents are used well in the body of Christ. He then goes on to talk about spiritual gifts. It goes like this from verse 7 onwards. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, to another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguishing between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues, and to still another the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one just as he determines. And the idea is that the people of God are to be a spiritual people, that we are to operate not relying on our own strength, but relying on God's power and his gifts. And what Paul's saying is that those gifts are poured out not just on the brilliant people who stand up front and speak a lot, but on the people of God. One of the things that we wrestle with is where do spiritual gifts get exercised? Now, they're quite difficult to exercise in a meeting like this because we're quite big, and sometimes it's quite difficult to organize the church meeting in a way that allows for all the gifts to be shown. But you know, when we meet together in small groups, that's kind of why we sit in small tables like this, so that you're in a small group. At the heart of what we do as a church, other than what we do on a Sunday, is when our home groups meet. You know, home groups are the place, I think, where people get to practice their gifts. Now, Keith, could you, when you were juggling, did you just juggle? Could you just do it from the moment you were born? You woke up juggling? You know, you were born juggling? You had to kind of learn to do it. You had to practice, put it into practice. Is that right? Did it take you quite a long time, or are you just naturally gifted? It took you a wee while. And the same is true of any gift. If you're a dancer, you've got to practice to become good at dancing. If you're a tap dancer, the same is true. If you're an artist, you've got to work at it. If you're a writer, you've got to work at it to become good at it. Spiritual gifts are the same. Now, I would like to play to you a recording of my very first speaking engagement as a minister of the gospel. I would like to, but fortunately, it doesn't exist, I think. But it was terrible. You know, it was terrible because, you know, you have the paper in front of you, the script is there, and you're looking at this, not looking at people, and it's just awful. When you start off doing something in the church, chances are you might not be very good at it. It's like when you pray for someone, when you pray for someone's healing, it's with stumbling and fumbling and you're just not sure but what the right thing to do and to say and to pray. It's even like praying out loud. Some of us really struggle to say prayers out loud. We can never do that, we think. And we'd be embarrassed to pray out loud in a small group because our words weren't great. One of the great things for me about Paul is that Paul says himself he wasn't the world's greatest speaker, and yet he was one of the greatest Christians that has ever lived. So knowing, feeling that you're frail and you're weak is actually one of the things that God uses. He uses the small things, the weak things, to shame the wise. We should not be embarrassed about us feeling a little bit small and inadequate. Actually, that's the thing that God will use. So here's the thing. Paul says all these gifts that he lists here are given to the church for the building up of the church. So all of us here are in a place where maybe God wants to use us more than we could ever realize. We kind of settle for a low level of Christian faith and low level of Christian faith. Church is what happens when we come on a Sunday and we sing a bit and the man up front or the woman up front speaks for a bit, and that's what we settle for, the Christian life. But actually, God's calling on us is for all of us to engage with him. That's what's good about the Advent book that we might read, so that we engage with him, but also receive from him the gifts that might be used for the building up of others. And so we're going to do something now. We're going to do a little kind of, I don't know whether this will work or not. I don't know how you even feel about it. But what I'd like you to do is to try this, to take a moment to think about what spiritual gift you might have or might not have, and you might feel that you've not got anything, and you might feel, I want to seek God and just say, Lord, would you help me to use some spiritual gifts that might bless others? Help me to seek you that I might be released into the thing that you want me to do. You know, some people are really good at listening to God and discerning the Spirit of God. I've got a friend who recently kind of has discovered that she's able to hear from God in a very clear way and encourage others. And she does it with such nervousness and such uncertainty, but she's willing to be used to pass on encouragement to other people, which is really how the gift of prophecy ought to work, to be an encouragement to others. But you have to step into it. You have to seek God in it. That's what Paul's encouraging us to do. So what I'd like you to do is on your table, if you're at a table, there will be a jigsaw. And some people have already arranged their jigsaw very naughtily so that it's ready to rock. So boring has the service been that they've been able to do that. And what I'd like you to do is to take a piece of the jigsaw. If you're at a table where there is no jigsaw, you're going to have to do a really awful thing. If you want to participate, you're going to have to move and join another group. They're on the tables, there are jigsaws with 20 pieces on them. Okay, so there should be a piece for everyone that is here. So if there's no jigsaw on your table or in your group, you'll need to move. And what I'd like you to do is to take a piece of jigsaw. But I've been wanting to do that for the last 10 minutes. And it just felt so good. I'd like you to take a piece of jigsaw, and it's two-sided. There's the obvious side, which is the upside, and the kind of really flat side, which is the downside. And on the upside, the front side, I'd like you to write your name, okay? And on the other side, the flip side, the side that will go on the table, I would like you to write down what gift, what spiritual gift for the building up of the life of the church God might want you to use. Okay? If you're not sure, place a question mark on it. And then at the very end of the service, we're going to have a response to all of this. So is that clear? So write your name on the top and the thing that God might be wanting you to use in the life of the church on the reverse side, or the side that will go on the table. Okay? And then put your jigsaw together. All right? This will take a little bit of time. Okay? There's a little bit of a prophetic edge to these jigsaws, I think. It's indicating it's not just a closed circle. I was thinking about trying to have a ginormous jigsaw with 100-odd of us trying to put a jigsaw together. It was hard enough with little groups of 10 or 12 trying to put a jigsaw together. Imagine 100 of us trying to do it. This is kind of hard work, getting everybody to work together well and use the gifts that God has given. Let's pray. Let's stand together. We're going to pray about these things now. And we're going to pray that God will use our gifts, that we'll find ways of allowing him to use us and to draw us out to build and use the gifts that he's placed in us, as well as the talents that he's given us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for your love. Thank you that each person here has a talent and each person has potential to be used by you, whether we're young or whether we're older, whether we're particularly intelligent because we've been to university, or whether we never experienced that. All of us have something to give, and all of us can be used by you. Thank you that your word reminds us that you use the weak things, the foolish things of this world. And we thank you for that. We thank you that you want to use each person in your family, in your body. So knit us together, build us together into the people that you want us to be. Help us to be faithful, to stand firm in faith, to be welcoming and loving. Help us to be desiring to see your gifts used, that others would be built up and encouraged. And help us above all else to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Amen. We're going to sing one last song. As we do this, we're going to do two things. This gets rather complicated when we do it like this, but we're going to take up the offering. If you want to give to the Lord's work here, now's the opportunity to do that. But in order to respond, to take something away with you, we've got these cards. And on one side is the Bible reading from 1 Corinthians that you can take with you and you can keep it somewhere, put it on a fridge magnet or something. But on the other side, there's a little line and it says, "A gift I offer to help others is." And so it's something that you can write on. Here's the thing that I'm going to, this week and in the weeks to come, I'm going to use this gift to help others. Something that God has given you, an ability or a calling that God has given you to build up, to help, to encourage others. So you get to write on that. So if you would like to respond this morning, and not everybody will, but if you'd like to respond during the singing of this song, come and pick up one of these cards and fill it in. Fill it in before you go this morning and take it with you and hold on to it in the week to come and remind yourself of what God's word says and what you're prepared to do to draw close to the Lord and to allow him to be used by you.